A lady hires immigrants to fix her roof, then calls ICE on them.
That was cold-blooded.
For the woman who called ICE on the workers, hope your roof never gets fixed.
One of the workers record this on video, and the workers were being surrounded by agents around their van, and tools was falling out of the box. Wow, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. That's mind-blowing. Like, how you gonna sit there, call ICE agents because you didn't want to pay them? This is ridiculous. This show, you cannot trust nobody these days. It's mind-blowing on how some of these American citizens just doing innocent immigrants for no apparent reason.
Beta!
We just stopped here. What started as a consensual encounter actually turned into people running. So you can see up on the roof, these individuals here are going to try to run. It looks like as they actually pulled up their ladder as officials approached them and got on scene. They actually pulled the ladder up. You can see it on the roof right there. And they're locking themselves in vehicles and trying to evade from law enforcement. But right now you can see the law enforcement are approaching them and trying to make these apprehensions. Again, this started out as a consensual encounter. They witnessed these individuals working. They went up to have a conversation with them. And just like that, they all started running. And that's an indicator, according to Border Patrol, that they're here illegally. Because generally, when someone is with status in the United States, they're not going to run or hide from law enforcement.
Yeah, you think?
You can see here, they're going up with the ladder to the top floor, the roof here. Where these individuals were working.
Today we're going to play a little game called Whose Side Are You On? Because this story is wild. We have a Maryland homeowner who's going viral after hiring a roofing crew, calling ICE as they finished their jobs. Six workers detained on her roof. The incident took place Wednesday and was live streamed on TikTok. According to eyewitnesses, accounts, and footage captured live from the roof, ICE agents arrived at the property, secured the perimeter, and took the six workers into custody while they were still working. A legal co-worker on the crew, Brian Polanco, a Dominican national with permanent U.S. residency, live-streamed the entire encounter for approximately 30 minutes. Polanco, who was not detained, narrated the events and later confronted the homeowner on camera, accusing her of waiting until the job was almost done before calling the authorities. Hey, I don't know what he's worrying about, because that's less people to have to worry about paying. Oh, sorry. In the video, Polanco can be heard stating that the workers had completed roughly 3 days of labor, including the tear-off phase, with old shingles visible on the ground, and that the homeowner still owed the crew approximately $10,000. He claims she knew the workers' immigration status from the start. The video shows agents in tactical vests on the ground directing the workers to come down from the roof. One clip even appears to capture the homeowner handing a ladder to the agents to help them gain access to the workers. This is the way. The roofing company involved appears to be Allied Remodeling of Central Maryland, based on the shirts worn by the workers, though the company has not issued a statement about the incident. According to a Univision report about the incident in Spanish, the men were between the ages of 18 and 40. We had a project start today. When they started the work, the owner of the house called immigration, Polanco told Univision DC, according to a translation of the report. What she did tell me, and what I told one of the other guys, is that if immigrants come back again to finish the project, she's always going to call ICE. It's not the same to see it as to live it. It is that I have already seen many videos, and sadly today I had to experience it, and I feel that it is something that really moves you a lot, Polanco added. Let's check out the video.
Nos cayó la pinche ley, nos cayó la pinche ley, valió madre. Nos rodearon, nos rodearon.
perjudicando a la gente trabajadora, a la gente que hace bien al país. Qué hijo de puta decepción, la verdad. Triste lo que hacen, en vez de andar buscando a la gente criminal en las calles, a los drogadictos. Vienen a joder a la gente que trabaja. Es la misma mujer. Arreglándole la casa y todavía con el odio en el corazón. God bless America, bro. Bueno, los planes de Dios son estos, y qué puede hacer uno. Sea venir a arreglarle la casa a esta señora y que ella misma sea la que nos eche para atrás. Es triste, pero a la vez todo tiene su propósito.
Now you guys have to let me know, whose side are you on? This is a crazy situation. On one hand, I don't like the idea of somebody working and then not getting paid for it. On the other hand, if you're not legally allowed to work here, then maybe you shouldn't be getting... I'd love to know what you guys think. Who do you side with? Are you on the side of the homeowner who called ICE? Or are you on the side of the workers? If you're on the side of the homeowner, drop a smiley face in the chat. If you are on the side of the workers, put a frowny face in the chat. But I think a situation like this leaves us with more questions than it does answers. Like, should the owner of the company be charged? Or should he be fined? How should employers who do things like this be handled? Another question I have is this the way of the future? Should we be hiring contractors and then calling ICE, but then particularly waiting until the job is finished before we call? Because to do something like that could possibly start a wave of that across the country, which may then lead to contractors deciding not to hire people who don't have. I keep seeing news articles and watching videos on people who are so upset about not being able to find a job in this economy. Well, 6 roofing jobs opened up. And I do often wonder why people don't make that connection, that millions of additional people were let into the country not utilizing the proper channels. And so once those people are repatriated or deported, well, then that process is going to open up way more jobs for unemployed Americans. I see a lot of people complaining about not being able to get a job, but then not understanding that it's a supply and demand kind of issue. And if we reduce some of the demand, there will be way more supply. You can use my Buy Me a Coffee link to Bailey Roy.